This is the NY1 US All-Star Node. This is the NY1 US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the NY1 US All-Star Node. This is the NY1 US All-Star Node. This is the NY1 US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY.
WB2KAO, listening on 85.
WB2KAO,
KC2KOO. Good afternoon, sir. KC2KOO, WB2KAO. Good afternoon, to you, Dave.
I just got back and had seven of us out of the park for lunch, and then three or four of us went to Lugia's for ice cream, which was just down the road from the park.
Oh, 72 degrees in the house.
Another Chamber of Commerce day in Western New York.
Very good, buddy. Well, that sounds wonderful. I'm glad sounds like you guys had a good time, some good eating, and fantastic dessert there. And that sounds like a beautiful day. Such a perfect day to do that too. So, that's fantastic. Well, I'm glad you guys had a good time. So that's good. And I gotta say, I got the air on here in the truck. Between the road noise, having the windows down, and that just was too much. But it's beautiful, 77 degrees, sunny, we'll take it.
Summertime Sally said 78 at the top of the hour. I asked the A lady, and she said 81 with a low of 55, 84 tomorrow, and 60 for a low, she said. So I don't know where she pulled that from, anyway, it's all good. We've got Skywarn Plus loaded on here, and also a command that gives all of the current weather data, temperature, relative humidity, barometric pressure, rainfall, wind direction and speed, whatever. Oh, it's pretty cool.
Skywarn Plus is nice. Yeah, we have that on all of them out here too, and there's a lot of different things you can do with it. A lot of different automation. When there's a weather alert, besides saying what the alert type is, you can type a command and it'll actually play back the full alert if you're curious about exactly what it is. All sorts of different stuff you can do with that. It's on my bucket list to play with that a little bit more. I just, it's low on the priority list for me at the moment.
Yeah, real good. Well, Jimmy put that stuff on here, which is nice. And what is it? Skywarn Plus, I guess it's called. Maybe we'll hear it go off this weekend if there's thunderstorms or whatever.
It did come up the other day. I was looking at Norm. There wasn't a cloud in the sky, and it came up and said there was a dense fog advisory. I don't think so.
Well, let's see. That's the whole thing. It depends on how you have it configured and how often you have it hit the NWS servers. By default, it hits them every 4 minutes. So, it's pretty responsive. So, it's got quite a bit of customization to it, but it's a nice little tool in the toolbox. So, I have it here where when there's a weather alert, it reoccurs every so often. It'll say it. By default, it'll say it once, and that's it. If you want it to come up every so often, to remind, there's just a lot of neat things you can do with this stuff.
Yeah, there is. And, it's interesting to learn about it. So, where are you? You been out working on stuff? Are you pretty much heading home here pretty much now?
Yes, sir. We are working our way home. We're just working our way home. We're just coming out of the hills of Wyoming. AJH tower, the repeaters there in Wellsville that Scott NK2O now the caretaker of. So drove by that site on my way down there, took care of some business with work, and now we're cruising again. So, but we got about 5 hours of drive time here today. So we've been a lot of windshield time. A beautiful day for us.
You don't mind that? That's got to be the best it can get this time of year. Beautiful day out of the office. Doesn't get any better than that, brother.
That's exactly it, man. That is exactly it, though.
Yeah, no, we're just out cruising, working our way home. I don't know, another beautiful day. I feel like it's sun outside, although I don't know. Might just hang out with Bam and just have a kind of a relaxing afternoon here. So, but very good. So anything else going on?
No. Cheryl's sister arrived safely from Seattle. And, I'm going to run the afternoon at 3 o'clock. I'm going to run that. I'll be back. I got changed back.
All our notes.
Yeah, we'll be listening. KC2 on KOO Mobile.
KC2KOO, WB2KAO, back with a fresh horse.
There he is. You must have been right next to the charger.
No, I have two batteries for the FT60 and two for the XPR, and they're right over here on the lower shelf of a table in the man cave. I rule of thumb with an HD, when you have an HD, you always have a battery right here, right next to you to slip by.
That's exactly it. No, that's exactly it, my friend. Well, there you go. So, well, it sounds like real nice day for you guys. And you got any upcoming games? Oh, how'd the Red Wings do last night?
Well, they came back again. They won 8-7 down in Lehigh in 10 innings. And I'll tell you, they are, like we've said, like I've said, no matter what sport we're talking about, you've got to be able to come back. You've got to be able to come back and play the whole game, and you got to be able to win on the road. And they took that first game in Lehigh, 8-7 in 10 innings.
Boy, good for them. They are on fire this season. That's phenomenal. Well, and that's the whole thing. You got to dig yourself out and play the game.
I thought the Bills did quite a bit better last year, both getting started right out of the gate with the offense and playing the full 60 minutes. So many times they kind of let their foot off the gas. You've got to play the whole game, whether it be hockey, baseball, basketball, football. You've got to play the whole game, and you pedal to the metal.
Yeah, that was one thing with them. They were able to be resilient where, they'd have a good first half and then fall apart in the second half. They were able to even with some adversity, be resilient and play consistent. During a game, it was, game to game to game is where you got them inconsistency. But, yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I saw an article last week, some cryptic message from Stephon Diggs that might be wanting to come back to Buffalo. But, yeah, we'll see. This looks like they're still making roster moves, and so we'll see how it shakes loose.
Well, I thought he was more of a pain in the ass than he was worth. Seemed to be a lot of baggage with Stephon. A lot of problems. Probably not worth the aggravation. I don't care how talented he is. He caused more problems than he was worth, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, couldn't put it any better. He's got a lot of baggage, and I think he's got a poor attitude when he's not getting what he wants. And that's the whole thing. Is his play really worth that aggravation? And I have a feeling, judging by how many teams he's been bouncing around at in the last couple of years, I think a lot of them have come to that realization.
Yeah, he's not bouncing around and looking for jobs with teams just by accident. There are several underlying problems here. I don't think there's any question about that. And I didn't get a chance to comment on, because I was running short Sunday night to get that net started over on 511. But 95-1, you're 100% right. That would be a real good choice to put the Bills on 95-1. I would imagine 100.5 and 95.1 diplex on the same antenna on Baker Hill. It wouldn't surprise me. That's the highest point in Monroe County, and they have a big signal. 95.1 has a big signal. There's no doubt about it.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. It's just they went through a relatively, they just changed formats, I don't know if it was really a retirement. It was whatever we want to call it, where they had that, what was his name? Weeze. Brother Weeze, I think it was. He ended his show, and then they immediately put it to a different format station, and got a new format. They're trying to get it going. Got a 50 kW signal with nice, it'll be a nice signal. I think the Pagulas want, I do think they want on FM, and they want on a nice city grade signal for a lot of, for their different market there. And I don't know, if they could strike a deal with iHeart. I don't know. For some reason, kind of sticks out of my mind, but we'll wait and see. It's been awfully quiet on that front. I haven't seen a thing on that, so we'll see where she goes, though.
I haven't listened to 95.1 in a long time. What is their format? Are they up against CMF? CMF now as far as a classic rock type format now? Are they?
So I would say that it's more of a they call it, they just call it Rock 95.1, but 80s classic rock to modern heavy rock would be the way to describe it. Some call it an active rock format. So probably think of your 80s hair band rock to some of the 90s and then 2000s. So that's what it is now. So they're kind of dabbling a little bit with your younger crowd that would be like the MF, trying to pull younger guys from the classic format over, and then they're trying to kind of bridge it to 94.1 The Zone, which is your kind of rock alternative. They're trying to slip in between those and pull from both.
I gotcha. Yeah, I haven't listened to it in a long time. See, John DiTullio, the Wham, the sports guy, he used to do a sports call.